Now, the fourth symbol is one of the most important. And usually when I give talks about this, I usually stop at the first four because it's enough just to grasp what these first four symbols mean. The fourth symbol is Dalet, which is D, or Delta. Delta, Dalet. You can see how similar the Hebrew and the Greek are. Delta is the Greek, Dalet is the Hebrew. Dalet represented a door. What does that mean? It represents a way in which something gets through, but something doesn't get through. It represents something which can be open and something which can be closed. It's not just an act of containment, as bait is. It's something which kind of nudges, kind of resists. And that is what it does. It's the symbol of resistance. And what surprised me is that these ancient alchemists, the ancient Kabbalists, recognized that resistance was a natural part of the world. Most of us probably, in our dreams and our fantasies and our myths and our hopes and our desires, would love it if nobody resisted us as we made our way through life. You inch up to that girl next to you and you say, "Hi, babe, I really like you." And she says, "Get off, bub." And you say, "Oh, God, resistance. Why can't you just like me as I am? And you know, that kind of stuff. Resistance is vital. What is it for? Why is there any resistance? Well, I'll give you an alchemical clue here, a mind into matter clue here. Think of an egg. Okay, I got it. I got an egg. And I usually open it up to have my breakfast. Oh, well, no. I don't want you to do that. Just think of the egg and think of the life that's contained within the egg. Because inside of that egg is a living being, a chick, and maybe just a few cells of chick, which is developing and growing and transforming. And would any of that be possible if there was no resistance? For example, if the shell couldn't protect the egg, if there was no resistance from the outside world coming in to get that egg, that chick could never develop. So the resistance of the shell is vital. But yet, what does the chick have to do to finally get born? The chick has to peck through that shell, has to break the resistance. So you see, resistance is vital. Resistance is symbolic. And it also leads to something else. Something which is equally mysterious to physics, but something very necessary for us to have this experience we're having right now. See, right now, you don't think you're having a mystical experience. You're wrong. You are. This experience that you're having at this particular moment is mystical, it's transcendent, it's far out, and it's happening in the realm that you have forgotten or maybe are aware of. But nevertheless, it's where you are. It's the timeless, spaceless realm of the Aleph. But what you're dealing with is resistance. What's the most obvious resistance you're dealing with right now? The answer is your body. Your body resists. Your body has what we call inertia. In fact, the whole physical world wouldn't be a physical world without this property we call inertia. We measure inertia. We give a name to it. We call it mass. And from Einstein, we know mass and energy, E equal mc squared, same stuff. So therefore, energy also has inertia. So inertia is it's that which makes physicality physicality. Because I want to tell you something, Matilda. When you leave this planet, when you leave this life, there ain't no resistance to deal with anymore. Except what's in your head, what you make up. Because then you're in the realm of the Aleph, the realm of the spirit, if you will. And there's no matter to play with. And in fact, that's what life is really all about. You get into a body in order to have the experience of moving and shaping. You get to be a creative element. You get to be a co-creator in this whole science we call, or this whole life we call, whatever we call. Science, life, mystery, magic, wonderful, hateful, however we want to label it.